Okay. So today we'll start with some practicum. Practically, so we should begin by knowing what Hillel said to the Jew who wanted to convert. A non-Jew came to Hillel and said, "I want to convert, but you have to teach me the whole Torah while I'm standing on one foot." So Hillel said, "Fine, the whole Torah can be summed up with what you don't want done to you, don't do unto others. The rest are just details. Go learn." How does that encompass the mitzvot between us and God? So that I'll leave you as a question. You can think about it. You could cheat. You could look it up in Rashi. It's a Gemara in Shabbos, if I'm not mistaken. So that's a question. I have to look it up. I don't remember it offhand. The concept that the Torah teaches us how to be good people. And being a good person is don't do what you wouldn't want others doing to you. We have many mitzvot in Dam L'Chaverot. A person has to love his fellow man. A person has to be careful what he says about his fellow man. We say every morning, Talmud Torah keneged kulam. Learning Torah corresponds to all the mitzvot. Meaning, if you want to know which is the biggest mitzvah you could do, it's to learn Torah. The Jerusalem Talmud says the correspondence is Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara corresponds to all the bad mitzvot. We find that the first temple had many hideous sins being performed. The Jews were serving idols. The Jews were committing adultery. The Jews were murdering. All those three sins put together destroyed the first temple. What destroyed the second temple? Sinat chinam. Enmity for no just reason. Our sages say that part of it was also Lashon Hara, as we will learn the Ezrat Hashem in our class. So we have to know to focus on sul mira, staying away from bad, and asay tov, and doing good. We will focus a lot in our learning on mitzvot that are between us and God. So it's important to me in our introduction to remember that the concept of mitzvot is how to be good people. Good people the way God wants us to live on this earth, good people between us and our fellow men. Because a lot of what we will discuss focuses on mitzvot that seem to be between me and God, I want us to remember the focus here. We're trying to be good people. Good people encompasses not harming others, doing good unto others in a balanced way. It also encompasses following a Torah lifestyle. Now, sometimes when we deal with the details of a Torah lifestyle, it could seem like, what does this have to do with being a good person? God cares if I put on tefillin in the morning or at night. God cares if I say Kriya Shema at this hour or that hour. So that's not for our halacha class. We have to discuss these concepts, but at the same time, I want us to remember when we enter all this learning, we have to bear in mind that we're learning how to be good people. Sometimes we won't see it from the actual learning of halachot. We have to remember that that's where we're headed. How is it that learning Torah corresponds to all mitzvot? What good are you doing to the world when you're sitting here reading Torah? So, Torah is Torah Chesed. It's a Torah that's active. It's a Torah that's to be performed. A person who learns Torah and he doesn't plan on keeping any of it, he's not learning Torah. Torah is something that Hashem says, if you learn it, then you'll learn how to be a good person and you'll be a good person. If you don't learn it, you cannot be a good person. You could try, you could get close.
Learning it is living it.
Oh, so learning it goes hand in hand with living it. That's why we say, a person who's learning Torah is performing the biggest mitzvah in the world. At the same time, if a smaller mitzvah comes his way, he must stop his Torah to perform that mitzvah. His mother says, do me a favor, take out the garbage, I need it out now. He has to stop his learning, get up, take out the garbage, come back and continue learning. So you say, but the mitzvah, keep it on the aim, isn't as big as the mitzvah of learning Torah. True, but if we learn Torah and don't perform, then the Torah we've learned is not so big. When we say Torah is such a big mitzvah, that's Torah that's performed. So therefore, every time that we are faced with a mitzvah, she'if shala sot al yidei acharim, have a mitzvah that if I don't do it, no one's going to do it. It's not going to happen. So then, if it's come my way, I have to go and do it. If there are old ladies coming off the bus right now, I don't have to run outside and help them off the bus. But if a mitzvah comes my way, my mother asks me to go and help take out the garbage or meet my grandparents at the airport or things like that.
Yeah.
So then that's part of the Torah, because the Torah is a living Torah. So we said Talmud Torah keneged kulam and lashon hara keneged kulam. A lot of people felt that they grew tremendously when they learned the Chafetz Chaim's work, because in the Chafetz Chaim's work on Shmirat HaLashon, you see that you have a whole thick volume dealing with the depths of understanding what is permitted and what is prohibited to say about our fellow man. It's a microcosm, and it's really an example of how the Torah goes into the nitty-gritty and the details of how to be a good person. It's a nice example, but we will Bezrat Shem cover things from on top. We can't go in depth in the 2-3 minutes we do each day, but we begin with the biggest positive mitzvah and the biggest prohibition. Now we will evolve and we will focus more on the practical day-to-day life. And the first homework for today is choose a blessing, either Borei Nefashot or Asher Yatzar, and learn it by heart. Because those are two blessings that if someone doesn't know by heart, chances are they're not saying it. So one of those two blessings, learn by heart, and they'll tell me tomorrow what you did, and then we'll discuss the history and the halachot of that blessing.
Question.